Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is back with the sports news. Morning again, Des.
Morning, Gavin. Irish rugby's performance director David Humphreys has responded to some fans' frustration that Leinster appear to have moved ahead of the three other provinces. Now, he says the RFU are keen to keep Leinster where they are and support the three other provinces to progress, not necessarily with more money. He pointed out the RFU's financial loss last year of around 18 million and said there's financial pressure across the whole system. In a media briefing at the Irish rugby training camp in Portugal, he acknowledged the frustration of some fans when he spoke with our Neil Tracy.
In terms of the kind of short, medium, long-term priorities of your job, I would imagine one of them is trying to get Munster, Ulster, Connacht closer as possible to the level that Leinster are playing at the moment. How can you go about doing that without just taking away from what Leinster are doing?
Ireland's success has been based on the fact that all four provinces have been very, very competitive. They've all won something at different stages during the last 20 years. Longer term, we've got to make sure that Leinster continue to do what they've done, continue to produce world-class players, continue to compete at the end stages of all the competitions. But the challenge is for some of the other provinces, and almost that's the nature of professional sport. Success is never forever, but equally, the challenges that some of them are facing at the minute, they will move on, and it's about making some good decisions. It's about making sure that we invest in the right areas that allow those players the opportunities to perform, the opportunities to play. And if we get that right, I have no doubt that you will see those provinces producing more and more players who are able to play for Ireland.
And Munster fans will be interested to know that Humphreys also said he expects an appointment as Munster head coach in the next few weeks. In soccer, the transfer market dominates the headlines this morning. We see some huge contrasts, though. There's a great bit of business for Celtic. They signed the Portuguese winger Jota, a former firm favourite with their fans. They got him for 8 million yesterday, just 18 months after selling him for 25 million. In contrast, what about this from Saudi Arabia? Al Hilal have released the Brazilian striker Neymar. They bought him for 90 million euro. They paid him 200 million. That was 18 months ago. He played a total of 7 games, 2 appearances this season, most recently as a substitute in November. So that contract has been ended. In the English Championship last night, Leeds and Burnley cancelled each other out in a dull, scoreless draw. Leeds remain top of the table. Burnley are in third place, 3 points behind. In Gaelic games, the lingering effects of last weekend's storm mean a couple of significant changes next Sunday. Mayo's home game with Galway has been brought forward to 2:30 start because the floodlights in McHale Park will not be in operation because of storm damage. And Louth's home venue in RD also out of action for the foreseeable future. So Louth's home game against Roscommon next Sunday has been switched to Drogheda. And what about reaction to the new rules that were implemented in last weekend's football games? Marty Morrissey sought the views of a county manager, Tipperary's Philly Ryan.
I suppose from a manager's point of view, it's getting the new rules into the players. You have very limited time. So you're looking at the three on three, three up, three back, and that can be frustrating, trying to please it, make sure they don't step over the line because it's the natural reaction to follow the ball. So that's a bit of one that's frustrating, but it does open the game at the same time, you know. The good ones, actually, the penalty for breaching the line I find is quite frustrating. It's a 13 metre free, so I think that's a heavy penalty. Maybe it might be looked at. Maybe a free from the halfway line is sufficient, you know.
So overall, the first round of the league, what did you think of it, Philly?
Very good. Look, we're in Division 4, probably our pace was down on Division 1 teams, but our lads adapted very well to the game, and I was very happy with the way they used the rules.
So do you think these games have these rules have a future in Gaelic football?
Definitely. Look, we have 6 games to go in the league. We'll see where we go with them. But at the moment, the solo and go is definitely one that I'd really like. You know, it's going to quicken the game up, takes a player off his back foot. So yeah, there's a few of them in there that I'd like to see there for the future, yeah.
That's Philly Ryan. In racing, Leopardstown Racecourse is expecting a very big influx of English visitors at the weekend for the Big Dublin Racing Festival. But Chief Executive Tim Husband says Saturday's clash with the Ireland-England Rugby International is unfortunate, but many who go to the rugby are attending Leopardstown on Sunday. In the meantime, there's racing action at Limerick today, and it begins at 1:05.